Hello everyone, this is Trent with Prosper. Today we're going to be starting the coaching call on the topic of webinars 101. We'll be teaching you about the ins and outs of how to get started off with making money on the internet using the tool called the webinar. And it's just a different service, a different tool that you can use to get your message out there in front of a lot of people. And there's a lot of different dynamics to the subject of hosting and running your own webinar. Yeah, but we'll be going over that here today. What's that? Yeah, if you have a question, go ahead and speak up, and then we'll get started. Okay? All right, so like I said, the topic here today is on the topic of webinars and how to use a webinar to be able to make more sales using your own business online. You can, there's all kinds of awesome strategies that you can implement to use webinars. And so we'll go over that. So what a webinar is, we'll discuss that, and also why even use webinars for your own marketing approaches online, along with how to set up one. We'll discuss the potential profits that you can make using webinars, along with some of the services that you can consider using. And I'll also share with you, the service that I use myself. I do a lot of webinars as well, and so the methods of maximizing your profits and your system that you use for your webinar, along with how to prepare for it. Okay, what kind of steps to take to have a smoothly operating webinar so everyone on the call is not only fed a lot of value, but they're also guided in the right direction. And then we'll also talk about some of the tools and resources that you can use to be successful with presenting and preparing your webinar properly, and recording it and what to do with that, and some of the strategies that you can use as well to take those webinars and even sell them or give people access to them afterwards, and even using them as a method of generating sales, okay, which is one of the major core areas that I'll be discussing with the subject of webinars. And then a few other strategies I'll get into, and opening the call up to any questions that you might have. So if you have questions, I would recommend just writing them down, and we can discuss them at the very end. You can also press star 5 on your keypad, and that will mute you. If you press star 5 again, that will unmute you. So let's jump into things here. So the topic of webinars, okay? What is a webinar? Okay, a webinar is a combination of using your telephone and the internet screen. Okay, so you're having people call in, and when they call in, just like you did here today, with the teleconference that we're conducting right now for the coaching call. Okay, you're using that. Plus, you're using the computer screen. It's a screen sharing session. Okay, with whoever participates on the webinar with you. So it combines those two things. It combines the aspect of telephone and the internet screen that you share with whoever is on the call. So it's really powerful. You can tap into a worldwide audience, with webinars very easily. And, some of the big advantages of webinars, just in terms of the presentation tool, is that people can look at the screen and follow what you're saying as you talk, instead of just having it verbally only. Okay, it appeals to another sense, another human sense that people have, okay, which is visual. Okay, it can see what you're doing. So if today was a webinar, then you would be able to see a PowerPoint presentation, a presentation that I would be presenting that you could follow along step by step and see words and along with even video and images on the screen. And you may you may have even participated on webinars in the past and may have even seen this yourself. But if you haven't, then that's what that is. Okay, that's what a webinar is. It's a tool of communication. Okay? It allows you to more effectively not only reach people, but present what you have to offer more strategically and even more persuasively. So as long as you do it right, just like with any other tool that you use for communicating, like the telephone or writing a letter or postcards, as long as you do it right, then you should be able to get the outcome or the result that you're hoping for. Okay, so webinars are just really, really exciting. They haven't been as huge as, with the exception as of recently. Within the past couple of years, they've really boosted dramatically out of the water, with popularity. They've become really, really popular, and a lot of the gurus online, including myself, use webinars to, present their topics and persuade people to take action, while they're on the call. And we'll talk about, a few of those strategies that you can use to get people to take action. Okay, now, why even use a webinar for your marketing? Okay, we've mentioned a few things on why you would want to do it in the topic of what a webinar is, but why you would want to use a webinar, because, first off, it appeals to different senses, the visual and the auditory. Then also, it gives you a huge tool to use to leverage a few things, such as the value that you're creating for people. Okay, as long as you're taking the time to present some content that is really helpful for people, okay, then you can leverage that content and to be able to gear them towards taking action at the very end, okay, of the webinar. Okay, you can also leverage this tool to create even more content, okay, such as the content that you create on your webinar, and you can record it, and you can also transcribe it. Okay, have your content that you present packaged and presented in different formats, so you don't have to worry about creating that over and over again from scratch. You can just take the same content and re-nurture it, as we call it. Okay, you're doing something in addition to what you're already what you already did. And so you're taking that and putting it in different formats, and you can put that in a package and sell it. Okay? You can also charge for your webinar, and there's a lot of free ones out there, and there are a lot of paid ones as well. So it's really up to you, but overall, if you look at the strategy of using webinars and generating not just leads but more sales for your business, you can use a webinar for almost anything, whether that be for selling a product tangibly on your site. You may have an e-commerce site. You may even have an affiliate site or drop shipping or wholesaling or a service-related business. Okay, whatever the case may be, you can still use webinars to be able to capture your audience and present to them and help them take the next step that you want. Okay, but why you'd want to use that webinar as a tool for your marketing is because of that reason there, to help them take action quicker. Okay, one of the major challenges that a lot of students have, when they start off with building up their internet businesses on the internet, or it may not just be an internet business, it may be something else, like a discussion with people, or whatever you want to do, a webinar will help you out with establishing a better level of communication and persuasion through using that tool, okay, compared to other, like just the phone only, So it just really depends, once again, with your particular niche that you're in, but overall, webinars have been just crushing the market. It's been awesome. Okay. Let's talk about the process of setting up your webinar. But the very first step before even considering setting up a webinar or even offering it for your audience is you got to have an idea. Okay, just like with anything else, you got to have a vision. Have a vision of what type of value you're going to be presenting in front of people. Okay, if you do real estate on a specific topic such as wholesaling, okay, or if you want to do it about running or jogging, or you do hiking, you could take nutritional topics, you could take any topic whatsoever. Okay, then, the biggest goal there is just make sure that you're clear about the value that you want to present and who is it for. Okay, who is that content for that you're delivering? Make sure that you're preparing an outline of content. I would I first take some time to write up an outline on a Word document. Okay, you can use a Word document or your notepad. It's really up to you, but the main thing is that you create an outline of what you're going to present. Because if you're just shooting from the cuff on presenting your content, it's not going to flow as well, and people will have a difficult time following along if you're not following some type of structure. So take the time to present your content on an outline, just to bullet point it out step by step on the opening, and then the meat of your presentation, and then the summary. That's how I organize all my content, give them an overview, give them the content, the details, and then summarize it. Now, there's a famous statement that goes along the lines of, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and tell them what you told them. Okay, so if you keep those principles in mind, then you'll do a lot better than just shooting from the cuff. Okay, so organize your content first, and then get a vision of what the whole flow is going to be about, how it's going to be delivered, and the details of what you're going to be presenting. And once you put your outline together, okay, then you can I suggest putting next to each bullet point, or at least the bullet points that make sense, put next to each bullet point some type of image idea. Okay, so if the first idea in your opening statement is about running shoes, and you're going to teach people about the top 10 running shoes that are the best ones on the market, and you're going to tell them all about it and give them the ins and outs of it, then find an image or think of an image that would be great to use on a PowerPoint presentation or a keynote presentation. Okay, those are simply tools that we'll talk about a little bit more in depth in the future, but those tools are tools that allow you to present your information slide by slide. Okay, so Microsoft Office, they have that tool, PowerPoint presentation software, and then on a Mac, you can use a Keynote. Keynote is pretty great, and there's a bunch of other ones as well, but those are two of the most popular ones. But once you create your outline, you can take that content and then easily put it into slides to effectively present it step by step throughout the whole presentation, so people can follow along. Okay, so when you do that, you go through your outline and kind of attach some ideas to each point, giving you a good guideline to follow when you are putting your presentation together, so you don't have to spin your wheels looking for other stuff, and you just do your brainstorming and get your ideas and content down, and the whole process of presenting it and organizing it is a lot smoother. So that's the first step. Make sure you have a vision and organize it. Then the second, what I briefly mentioned, was getting that content that you put in the outline and go to a PowerPoint presentation, open it up, click on Create New Project, and then you can start to create slides. Now, there's different styles of PowerPoint presentations that you can do, that you can use. And we won't go in depth on that here, but just choose a non-obnoxious background. Okay, if it's just plain white is great. Okay, it's nice and simple, and the users can just focus on seeing what's on there instead of having the background be really confusing or super bright. Just make it simple. Okay, it doesn't have to be fancy schmancy. The biggest thing that people are really looking for is the value. I mean, you want to make it look nice if at all possible, but you don't have to be too worried about that. It's better to focus in on the value that you're creating instead of how it looks. Okay, you do want to pay attention to both. There's a fine line between the two. But if you had to choose between either or, you don't have to. But it would be number one, value, and then second, how it looks. Okay, so make sure that you put that you don't put a ton of content on each slide. Okay, just separate it slide by slide, so on each slide you have anywhere from maybe just a couple lines or maybe up to six bullet points of words or reminder statements that give you a trigger of what to present on that slide. And so you're not putting all the details on every slide. Okay, you're just putting some reminders for you to be able to present that on that topic. Okay, and then as you start to go through and take each slide and you put the content you put on the outline in each slide, then you just finalize that, make it look nice, okay, PowerPoint and also Keynote comes with all kinds of different background images that you can use to make it look really cool. And then it'll look really sharp afterwards, okay? And then you want to make sure you save that to your computer. So save it to your computer when you're all done, because you'll need to upload that to your webinar service afterwards. Okay, so once you have it all done, then you're ready to rock and roll, okay? You're ready to rock and roll for the next step. Okay, so the next step is to set up an account where I'm using for your webinar service. So there's a lot of them out there. I'll share with you, the top three that I've used. I just use one of them now, but the top three that I've used now is I first started off with a service called let me go to that here real quick. It's Anywhere Meeting. Okay, so if you go to anymeeting.com, so anymeeting.com allows you to set up your webinar for free. Okay. There's also a paid option there, but you can do it for free. And the free version just comes with ads on the right-hand side and the bottom of the webinar screen, when you're presenting. So if you don't like the ads, then you can, go for the paid version. But that's a great option because it's pretty low cost if you do go with the paid option. And obviously, the other one is even more affordable because it's free. So just go with the free one to test it out, and you can kind of get your feet wet if you're brand new to the world of webinars, and play around with it. Okay, you can go there and easily create one within the next 15 minutes when we're all done here today, and try your hand at it. Okay, it's not difficult. The biggest challenge that you may face is just getting used to it, and that's the same case with using any new system or trying anything new, right? And as we know, if you want a different result, you got to try something different. So if you've never tried webinars, give it a try. Go there, set it up, and then once you set it up, it'll ask you to set up your account. And once you're all done, there's tutorials on there that'll teach you about it as well, and how to use the software. But once you create your webinar topic inside of the account, you can launch the webinar. So you can, I would suggest having, maybe a friend or a family member just test it out with you so you can get familiar with using the controls. And then when you have the screen up, you'll be able to upload your PowerPoint presentation. Okay, or even share your screen with those who are in attendance on the call.
Let's see how good. Oh,
so, did you any questions so far? I hear some background noise on one of the calls there. So if you don't have any questions, just be sure to press star 5 on your phone so it can block out that background noise, okay?
Hello, Trent?
Yeah.
Wow. This is Vince.
Oh, Vince, cool. Good to meet you there, Vince. Or chat with you again.
I just opened my email and I just saw this. I think I'm a little late, or actually really late.
I've been trying
to reach you. You've been on vacation?
I was, yeah. Now I'm back in town here, and so today we're talking about webinars. And so if you have any questions so far, just let me know if that's relevant to the topic, okay, because we're focusing on the topic of webinars right now. If you have any other questions besides that, then hold them, and we'll talk about them later, okay?
Yes, the webinar, I just joined you guys, so I don't have a clue of what you guys just talked about. So
okay. Well, it's recorded, and you can review it, but just a quick recap, okay, a webinar is where you present your content on the Internet, where people can see it on the screen of your computer, okay?
Okay.
And they also call in on the phone, so you're using, there's those two things that you're using. So
okay.
If you were to, for example, present your Yum Yum sauce that you have for your business, you can start inviting people to the webinar and teach them visually about, your secret sauce that you present for your restaurant and that they can buy themselves. But you want to make it educational first and teach them the ins and outs of it. You're teaching them the value of it and why they would even want it. Yeah?
Okay.
And then you can upload that presentation or even give access to that presentation to the folks who are on the call so they can see it. And then you move forward with talking about it. Okay.
So I heard at the last a couple minutes earlier, you were talking about there's a software for it. Where did I get that software?
Yeah, exactly. So in fact, I'll just email me. Yeah, you have my email, right?
Okay.
Yeah, email me, and then I'll respond and give you a few different options with the content that we just talked about here today. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I will surely do that as soon as possible. Okay.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah. So yeah, what we did is we just barely talked about the subject of what a webinar is and why you even use it and how to set up your webinar. So we talked about making sure that you go through and create an outline of your content first so you know what you're going to be talking about.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not just shooting from the hip every time. You're following some type of guideline that'll help you stay on track and present upon your topic so it's more valuable, that people can understand it more. Yeah?
Okay.
So yeah, be sure to do that first. And like in your particular circumstance, it could be, at the top five benefits of why why they could use this sauce in their restaurants and why it would help them grow their business revenue or something like that,
So
people love different sauces. What's that?
Just basically do a rough draft of the outline of the topic that I want to talk about. Why is it important and why should people use it?
Yeah, exactly. What's in it for them? Okay, teach them why they would even want to buy that sauce. Maybe it's for restaurant owners, or it's for the user, at home, for the dad and mom or the family, okay, just for family use, or both. Okay, you can do whatever you'd like on different topics. I'd probably chunk them up, separate them in different topics. But so far that's what we talked about, and then we're going to jump in now to the potential profits that you can make, okay, using webinars.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any other questions before we jump into that?
Not right now.
Okay. So on the next topic here of the potential profits that you can make with using webinars is you can do really well. You can make thousands and thousands of dollars doing that. So one example is, for example, if you were to host a training or your webinar training in a week, and you got to market it and get the offer out in front of people. The offer would be your training, okay, whatever you're going to teach people about. And if you were to, say, charge $20, each person, and there's 25 people that attend, you're making $500, right?
Okay.
So that's something that you don't have to do once. I mean, you just did once. I mean, not once, I mean, but it's just a one-time thing each week. If you did it each week, then you can easily see how you could easily generate, $2,000 a month just by offering a webinar every week, one time. And the more and more you do it, the better and better you get, just like with anything else. And the cool thing about it is that, there's a lot of cool things, but one of the cool things is that, the content that you've already presented upon in the past, you can use that time and time again. You don't have to recreate it every time. You just got to, tweak it a bit. And so it's really neat to be able to use that content, create it once, and then just tweak it in the future, and it makes your the creation and the whole conducting of your webinars a lot easier, because you don't have to recreate it every single time, assuming that you don't assuming that you can do the same topics in the future, Okay, so that's just a quick example of the power of easily getting started off with something that you're very interested in, or if you have an existing business already, you can take the business, product, service, whatever you got, and think of a topic or think of a goal that would be valuable to help your audience achieve, and create an outline for it. Okay, what would you want to deliver to them? What do you want to teach them that you think would be awesome for them? Okay, it's all about them, not about you. Okay. If you help them understand why it's in, what's in it for them, and help them see that, they got to see the vision of why your product or service is going to help them out. As long as they do that, then you'll do way better than a person that just talks about themselves the whole time. Okay. So focus in on the audience and think as much as you can about the challenges, the goals, and all that they're experiencing. And if you can ask questions ahead of time before your webinar, as you speak with people and invite them to your to attend your webinar, you can ask them specific questions about, you know, their fears and their dreams as it relates to your topic. Okay, so if you're speaking with a restaurant owner, and one of the challenges that he faces is making, you know, making sure that the food tastes amazing, well then, you'd definitely want to know that, right? In your particular circumstance, you could make sure that you talk about, you know, that on your webinar, and about how your sauce will enhance the flavor of the, you know, all the foods that they present and offer on their, in the restaurant, and how their customers will be more happy and come back and get repeat business because they love the taste. That's one of the things that could be in it for them, for the restaurant owner. Okay, so just make sure you customize everything to your audience and think about what they're going through so you can cater a specific solution to them on what their fears and dreams are. You'll get more familiar, you know, with asking questions and, you know, get better at that as you start to do it more and more, as I mentioned earlier. But, you know, the main thing is that if you take some time to brainstorm some good questions that are specific and that are a little bit more open-ended, you know, that allows your customers to give you feedback, then it allows them to talk instead of them saying yes or no, then you'll get a lot better answers to be able to use to help you customize your webinar content even better, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can talk with people in your target audience on and offline. You can go to Facebook and LinkedIn. You can chat with people through Twitter as well, through email. You can talk with them over the phone. You can network with people offline in networking events. You know, there's all kinds of lunches and dinners you can go to, and Chamber of Commerce events. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's all kinds of groups and meetups that you can tap into to help yourself get involved with people and start to collaborate and discuss what their goals are. Okay, with whatever audience you're looking for. Okay. So that's the key in that, is get out there in the field and jump into the game. Okay, jumping into the game means you're getting out there and talking with people and being strategic about what you're doing. Okay, you're not just randomly chatting with them. You're wanting to chat with them so you could help them out. Okay, and then in turn, they'll help you out. Okay, cool. So with the potential profits, I went over one example. It's really up to you on what you want to charge, but usually a price point for a webinar is going to range anywhere from $5 on up to like $97, you know, for a webinar that lasts anywhere from 30 minutes to like an hour and a half. I haven't been on a paid webinar that has lasted longer than an hour and a half. So it's kind of the cutoff time period as far as the standard goes that we've seen so far and experienced online. And that's pretty long, you know, an hour and a half. Uh-huh. So if you have an hour and a half to go over a bunch of content that's super valuable, then excellent. But make sure that if you do have a long presentation, that it is awesome
not
stuff.
Boring.
Yeah, it can't be boring. And especially since they're not captive, meaning that they're not in front of you live in person. Mm-hmm. You know, if they were live in person, then you could read their body language a lot better, and you can understand if your content that you're presenting and how you're presenting it is boring or not. And if you start to doze off, then you better, you know, correct yourself pretty fast and wake them up and do better on your presentation. You know, so you don't have that luxury, you know, with the webinar and knowing their body language. So I'd always suggest that you at least just do a trial run a couple times on, you know, someone that you don't even know. I mean, maybe ask your friends or family to see if they know of anyone that they just quickly invite to jump onto a webinar example with you. And just go through it, and then pay them $50 for their time, you know. And that would get, you know, give you some fresh eyes and fresh ears on the content that you're delivering. Okay, you know, if you do family and friends, it's not bad. It just means that, you know, the feedback you get from them may be a bit more biased, and you may not get the direct feedback that would really help you out in developing your content even better. So I would suggest, you know, getting someone that's brand new that you don't even know at all to check out your webinar the first time, you know, to do a trial run and then check it out, you know, then tweak it, and then go forward with presenting it. You know, start to set a date on when you want to do your webinar and what time, and then you can move forward with crafting an email. And how
so
you're going to...
How many people is listening to this right now, and how many people actually have done it already or have tried it?
I don't know how many people are on here. A lot of people are, you know, maybe on mute. Some, you know, a lot of people just like to keep themselves on mute as well. You know, it's really up to you. I don't know how many people are on here. But the call is recorded, and you can always check it out right afterwards. But the challenge with the time, I think the challenge with a lot of the topics that, or not necessarily the topics, is just more of the time period on when you offer the webinar, you know. So you kind of have to feel that out and see what would be a great time for your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things to consider as well. But on my side, you know, the webinars that we've done on our side on, you know, with my businesses, they've ranged from $5 to $67 for webinars. And same steps that I'm sharing with you are the same steps that I've done myself.
Okay.
Okay. So you take the time, get your outline together and put it together in a PowerPoint presentation or a keynote presentation if you have a Mac, and then, you know, move forward with setting up your account with like gotomeeting.com or anywhere or anymeeting.com. And there's another one that I've used in the past as well called WebEx, so WebEx.com. They're a little bit more expensive, but they're still awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so
right,
let's set up your account.
To, yeah,
what's
up? Yeah, right now I'm trying to finish up with my the little stuff that I have to do for my saws, and I've been trying to reach you for the backup and the just little stuff that we need to do.
Yeah, well, we can hash that out afterwards for sure. Okay. So let's move on here. I mentioned some of the services that you can check out, you know, with setting up your own webinar service. And once you go there, you can upload your content, and then you can once you launch your webinar, then you'll be able to present that presentation in front of your audience, and they'll be able to see it visually on the screen, okay, when they join the webinar. And what they would do is they would call a number, a telephone number, just like you did today, and once they dial that number, they'll put in a code, and then they're able to join the meeting online. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so some of the top-rated services, I said any meeting, GoToMeeting, I like the best. There's also WebEx. Okay, so check those out, and you know, consider just choose one. It's really up to you. Now we're going to talk about how to maximize your webinar system and the whole process that you take, you know, to get people on here. So some of the ways that you'd want to consider implementing to help maximize the results here is we've already gone over one, which is making sure that you've prepared well. Make sure that the content is really valuable, and what's valuable is subjective. It depends on who you're talking to, and so always think about your audience and who you're delivering your content in front of. Okay, so that's number one, and helping you maximize the you know, the profits, that maximize the potential out of, you know, the whole webinar offer that you present. And then second is taking some time to practice out your delivery, on how you present and how you speak. Okay, the way that you present each slide. I mentioned, you know, earlier the mock trial, to go through and practice saying certain things throughout your presentation to, and that you can get it down pat, you know, before you present officially. Okay, and then some of the other things to, you know, definitely consider and maximize your potential with this is thinking about the end in mind goal with this. What do you want to have the customer do, or the prospect, Okay, on the webinar, you know, are you just going to present the content and call it good and end it? Or are you wanting to persuade them to buy the product or get access to something? Or maybe you're launching a contest or a competition that you want them to do. Okay, always think about the end in mind goal and where this is all going. Where do you want it to go? Okay, what you shouldn't do is, you know, for the most part, depending on what you're doing, but most, you know, most folks should have some type of end in mind goal with a product or service that you want to be able to guide them into. Because most people, especially if they've stayed on the line for an hour listening to you, then they'll probably want more. You know, they'll probably want something else that'll help them out in their journey of being successful in their own regard. Okay, so always think about, you know, your audience on where they're potentially wanting to go in their lives. If you're helping out that restaurant owner and if, you know, you believe that, you know, they're going to definitely want access to, you know, buying your product at wholesale in bulk, well then definitely consider presenting an offer as it relates to that deal. Yeah, you may want to offer that deal to the restaurant owner and say, hey, you know, as you start to summarize the content, let them know that today this is what I taught you and this is the deal I have going on today, which is, you know, for those who are in attendance, I'm going to give you just an excellent deal, one-time offer for those who are in attendance on this call. And the deal is, then you fill in the blank. Okay, the deal is if you were to buy 200, you know, yum-yum sauces, you know, in a batch, then I'll give you a 20% discount. Okay, or if it's not a discount, I would much rather see you offer something of additional value. So you could say, if you order 20 bottles of this sauce, then I will also give you something else in addition. Okay, it could be, you know, it should be something that's related to the sauce that you're offering in this specific example, since you run a business selling sauce. Okay. So always think about the end in mind. Where is this going to go? Where do you want it to go? Because most people are going to need something additional afterwards. And if you don't offer it, then you're not really serving them better. Okay? And you're also leaving money on the table if you don't even take the time to think about this and make sure that you're prepared. So, yeah, make sure that you're prepared and you know, get something in place so you can guide them into it and give them an offer that would incentivize them to take action right then and there instead of later. Okay, and I've seen both, and I've done both of offers where you could incentivize them to take action right then and there on the call, and then also just for simply attending the webinar. If they do, then they'll get, you know, at least something for attending if they didn't pay. Okay, but if it's up to you. Be creative and think about maybe you give them access to a certain level of your membership or some training, some free training that you did on something awesome. Okay, maybe you teach them how to, you know, use your sauce on different dishes.
That's okay. How much. Sorry about that.
What's that? Yeah.
Oh, I was just chatting with my dad. He just got home and asked me something.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well, if you have questions, yeah.
Can
cool.
you just
bring them up? Okay, so the next tool that we're going to be talking about is, I briefly mentioned earlier some of the tools of presentation. So PowerPoint was one of them, and then also recording it. The PowerPoints I mentioned, that's with Microsoft, and then Keynote, that's with Mac, on a Mac computer. I'm going to talk about them recording it, okay? So when you record your webinar, that is an option. Okay, some people end up inviting people onto the webinar and they don't record it, and some people do. And if you don't, sometimes that can be an element of scarcity, which incentivizes people to make sure that they do attend, because it's just not going to be recorded. If they don't attend, then it's not recorded, and so, you know, they got to be able to attend to be able to get that information. That's one incentive that can work. But another incentive is that it is recorded, you know, and you record it, and they'll have access to it afterwards. And so usually with that approach, you would record it and only give access to the people, you know, only give access to the webinar for those people who paid for it, if it's a paid webinar. A lot of people end up taking that recorded webinar and putting it inside of a membership system.
Wow.
Or giving them access to it.
I don't think I'm ready for this right now. I need to, get started with my business first, and it's just little obstacles I got to go through.
Yeah, and it may not. It really depends. But today is the topic on the webinar, how to even get started off with them. Because you can get started off with it really easily. You don't have to worry about, the memberships and all that stuff. Those are just potential ideas, okay?
Uh-huh.
The bottom line is that you consider using this approach to reach a greater audience and persuade them to do something specific, okay? So, yeah, you can consider recording it. You don't have to. Now, some of the strategies, with this is, and we're going to talk the last 10 minutes or so, we're going to go over some examples, okay? And one of the approaches that a lot of folks take, with selling their products is offering the webinar. Not necessarily all the time up front, but, if you were to think about your website, think about, do you have a way of collecting people's emails, names and emails? Okay, if you do, then excellent. If you don't, well, then make sure you do, because that's a very important system to have in place.
Then
if you do have the system in place, then...
Then I can do the same thing you just did, email me with the passcode and then have them call directly in?
Bingo. Yeah, exactly. Yep. You just simply email them and say, hey, guys, I'm doing a webinar on the topic. Okay, you fill in the blank. Let them know what you're going to be teaching them about. And then they just call in, and then they can see your screen, and they'll be able to click on a link inside of your email. Yeah, because today is not a webinar. Today is a teleconference. It's a coaching call. Okay, but the only thing that's really missing in terms of this and a webinar is actually seeing what's on the screen and walking through the whole process.
So actually, the webinar is just exactly how Prosper does their course curriculum. It's exactly like that, with the person speaking, and then they have a PowerPoint presentation. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Bingo. Yep,
okay.
Precisely. And so now... some of the major reasons into why you'd want to do this is because if you compare the difference between a person who doesn't know anything about your business and someone who does, who do you think would be more likely to buy from you?
The person that knows about your product more. I mean, that's like marketing.
Well,
that's like free marketing right there.
Yeah, it's more of a no-brainer, right? But that's the bottom line. That's the foundational success principle with that is, warming them up, increasing the level of trust that they have with you, and so you can help them advance, lift them up to the next stage in life. Okay?
That's a really brilliant idea.
Yeah.
You guys
works out great. It's been proven to work. This is not something that we haven't done before, and as you said, we've done it before, and we keep on doing it because it works.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not complicated. I mean, you simply set up your account and make sure you have something valuable to present, and then choose a date and share it with people. Yeah.
Okay. I think I got the idea of that. When I'm ready, I'm gonna move forward with it.
Yeah. So here's a few other things here to wrap, because we still have a little bit more time here. So with the emails, make sure that the emails are also focused in on the benefits that your audience is going to gain by attending the webinar. Okay, now if you are offering a paid webinar, then make sure that you have the link to click on that'll take them to, say, PayPal for you to pay. Okay, so you first want to send out an email and let them know, hey, I'm doing a webinar on this topic, and these are the awesome benefits that you'll stand to gain by attending this webinar. I'm charging $27 for the webinar. That's it. And you let them know, if there is a big difference with the price comparison, that would be really important to let them know. It's like, hey, normally this information is, paid for other folks at a price of $300. Or if you can let them know that, the information that you're going to be presenting that day is valued in the marketplace at higher price, standalone, then you can, you can justify the price a bit more and letting them know that if you were to get this information anywhere else separately, well, you'd pay at least upwards of $300. But today, I'm going to be offering it to you for $27 because I'm offering it to a group. And I'm able to reach more people that way and still make as much without having to do it one-on-one, without having to speak with each customer separately one-on-one,
That's very brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, so consider that, because it makes a whole world of a difference for you, especially with your bottom line. If you're not making money right now with your business and you're not reaching your income goals yet, then this can help you. Yeah, it's not a guarantee. It's just like with anything else, because you got to take action. I can't force you to take action or anyone else on the call. The biggest thing is as you start to take action on these things and implement them, just like with anything else, then you'll start to see the result, that you're hoping for. And the first time go around, just like with anything else, once again, is practicing it. You'll get better and better at it, but just keep it simple. It doesn't have to be complicated, and it shouldn't be complicated, So with your email, make sure that the email is well-crafted, It's more them-related, It's geared towards their desires, their goals, and what are the benefits of the webinar? What are you going to be presenting? And another tip is not to make it super long. Make sure that the email is not like 3 miles long.
All right. Mm-hmm. You got to summarize it and get straight to the topic.
Yeah, exactly. I say, this is what this is all about. What's the promise? And then second, here's the benefits for you. And third, here's the invitation. This is where you go. You click here and be deliberate about it. Yeah, you got to spell it out for them. Click right here on this link to register for this webinar. Do it now. And then send it out. And make sure that the links work in the email. You always want to test the links. If there are any links, there should be at least one link in there, right? Because that's the link for them to pay. So make sure the link in there that is working correctly. And if you have a PayPal account, even if you don't, you just go straight there and set up one for free. And you can easily create what we call a PayPal button. And when you create a PayPal button, you can set that up for any type of price. And it'll give you the PayPal button to use. It's a link. It's simply a link that you copy. Then you go back over to your email, and then you can hyperlink or paste the link inside of your email. And then people can click on it so they can give you the moolah. So the email is really important, and that approach works really well too compared to just having like an offer go out on Facebook randomly. That doesn't work anywhere near compared to your email marketing in stages of effectiveness. So if you want to have people actually take action on your on the sign-up of your email or sign-up of your webinar, then use email, Make sure you use email, and then the next step up from that, would be that you even talk with people directly. That's going to be even better than, email. It's more time-consuming, but I would do a combination of both, The ones that have worked out better have been the ones that and for webinars where I've sent out an email to everyone, and then I followed up with them, a day later and let them know, hey, I sent out an email yesterday about the webinar topic of, and I filled in the blank and taught them about it. I just want to make sure that you received it, And if I haven't talked with that person for a little while, then that's a great icebreaker too. Say, hey, I haven't chatted with you a while. Hey, how's it going? Hey, by the way, I sent out an email just the other day on, this training that I'm doing this weekend. It's going to be super cool and very valuable. And let them know what it's about. Why? What's in it for them? So if you do that, also the students that I've coached who've done that, they've seen dramatic results, completely different that have been huge, you know, tons more profits, you know, with following up with people directly instead of just leaving it alone with email and that's it, okay? So start off with an email, send it out, and then if you're, you know, wanting to really make it happen and make things happen deliberately, then follow up with them, okay, on the phone. And then ask them, hey, did you get the email? And follow up with them and see how things go and invite them and click on the link in the email to sign up for the webinar. Okay?
Okay.
So you do those two things, then, yeah, I don't see any reason why, especially after practicing this a few times, that you shouldn't be making some pretty good money. Okay, because you're being far more deliberate with your marketing than, you know, just hoping, you know, that things happen. You're taking the bull by the horns and you're guiding it in the right direction that you want it to go. Okay.
Okay. That's going to be a little bit of work, but I have to have my website up and running and, you know, products
nope.
all ready to go.
You don't. No. You have, if someone, you don't have to have a website to do this. Yeah, that's one of the...
In order to make more profit, I can also include my website on there, and they can actually go on there and see the product itself and what the product's all about while I speak, while I do the webinar also.
You can. However, what we talked about, though, is you can take pictures of your products and put them into the PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As you start to test the webinar service out, there's two major things you can do with the screen that they're looking at. Okay, you can share the screen where they can see what's on your screen. Okay, and not even use a PowerPoint presentation, or you can use a PowerPoint presentation. Do you know what a PowerPoint is?
Yes, I know. I took communications class, so I'm pretty familiar with the class.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it's up to you if you want to use that or not. But it's you know, if you didn't use your website, you could simply use pictures of your products and put them on the slides and show them what it looks like. You know? And ultimately, like in your case, it's a taste product. You know, they would have to taste it. You know, but you can give them a lot of great ideas of, you know, the taste and how people like it and so forth.
I can also send them samples, you know?
Yeah, you can also send them samples. That could be, you know, you could start this week. You know, you could easily just start, even if there's only a person on there, okay? The main thing is that you get started, because the sooner you get started with doing this, the sooner you can start seeing results and start to build it up. It starts to compound on itself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you don't do a free one, you can simply make that one an educational webinar and teach people about your company and what, you know, benefits they stand to gain by coming to the site and using your products. And at the end of the free webinar, you can let them know that they can order a free sample, okay? And that would be geared towards creating more awareness, okay, since that this is a product that not a lot of people know about. Okay?
Okay.
So as you start to get it out there, then you want to make sure that if you don't have the people's emails, if you're not using, make sure you use email, but if there are certain people that you're contacting that you don't have an email for, then make sure that you're able to get their email and put them on your list so you can keep them updated with future webinar trainings that you do. Okay, so... So those are some of the strategies in helping out with using this tool to help you, you know, boost more profits. Okay, and the I was going to pull up a few other points here with the strategy on contacting people. Okay, so being deliberate with your marketing, you know, speaking with people like through Facebook, there's a cool feature there that you can tap into, which is groups. You could go to Facebook right now and type in, you know, what you're looking for, such as restaurants or, you know, food groups, or, you know, if you have more specific types of, you know, groups that you're interested in, you know, you can type that in and you can join those groups and get involved. So as you start to do that, you know, it's a really easy and free way of chatting with people and discovering what they're looking for. And then sharing the link to your webinar sign-up page. Okay, so we haven't talked about that in depth yet, so I'll mention that now. So if you have a website already, then go to your website and make sure that there's a page that you can drive people to, drive traffic to, invite them to come to that page, and they would be able to register for your webinar there. Okay, a lot of times we call this a squeeze page, okay, or an opt-in page. Okay, an opt-in page is where you present the offer, which is a free training on, or even a training that you're going to be charging for, whatever the case may be. You give them the option of having them give you their name and email so they can register for the webinar, and then that opt-in page would redirect over to your PayPal account where they can pay you. Okay, and so it is a little bit techy in setting that up. Okay, there's some technical knowledge that you would need to have to do that. So just call in and we can help you out. But that's the goal of that is, you know, if you're marketing it to people that, you know, you don't have their email yet, and you want to make sure you do that, then make sure you have an opt-in page. And you can easily create one by using your email marketing system. And then you can combine that with your current WordPress site if you're using WordPress for your website. Yeah?
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to – I'll find more about that later because I have to get to do – I got to finish up these little stuff for my sauce. So we
okay,
will –
awesome. So
how come – I have a quick question. How come lately I called in the coaching – nobody ever answers. What happened?
And we're still here. We're just busy, you know, helping all the students out. So make sure to leave a message, and we'll be glad to get back with you.
Oh, I left many, many messages, and nobody ever called me back ever.
Hold on a second. We'll